are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Arrive off the boom of that delightful vibraphone into a new hour of Neon Jazz. That was one of the finest vibraphonists ever in jazz history, Milton Baggs Jackson, with the tune Baggs Groove off the 1952 album simply called Milt Jackson. And it's with this groove that we begin a full hour of music and looking into his life. Known for most of his work as a bebop player, he bounced around in multiple jazz idioms. His star in the jazz universe was solidified via his cool swinging solos as a member of the Modern Jazz Quartet and collaborating with several hard bop and post bop players over the years. Born on the first day of 1923, he got his nickname Bags by a bass player in Detroit that was referring to the bags under his eyes due to his habit of staying up all night and playing. Bags set himself apart from other vibraphonists through his attention to variations on harmonics and rhythm, and he had it down. He opted to set the vibraphone's oscillator to a low 3.3 revolutions per second, opposed to, say, Lionel Hampton's speed of 10 revolutions per second. This gave Bags a more subtle vibrato. Along with the vibes, he occasionally sang and played the piano. This was a towering jazz man playing the vibes for over 50 years, and we're going to keep on looking into his career as this show rolls forward. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that loves the vibes and creates them in our own backyard with cats like Peach Lamb, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, giving you an hour of Bags and his music. Moving on down the vibes road we go. This is Milt with his quartet in 1955 with the tune Wonder Why. ¶¶
Oliver Lake, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino. Have a ball.
With the hugely talented Modern Jazz Quartet, or the MJQ, that was Bags with the group in 1955 with the tune Concord. The MJQ was created in 1952 and performed over a 40-year span. He was only with them until 1974. The group was led by John Lewis. The band specialized in elegant and restrained music that used sophisticated counterpoint and had a very strong blues feel. So Bags started out on the guitar when he was 7 and moved on to the piano at 11. And it was around 13 that he fell in love with the vibraphone sound. His first professional debut was with a touring gospel quartet, but his big break came in 1946 when Dizzy Gillespie discovered him playing in Detroit and offered him a job with his sextet and his innovative big band. Bags recorded with Dizzy and was soon in great demand in the jazz world, and for good reason. We move on up a year next on Neon Jazz to 1956. Here's Bags with the tune Flamingo off the album Meet Milt Jackson. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Bags with the 1956 tune, Roll'em Bags. After working with Dizzy, Bags moved into a very busy 1948 to 49 period when he worked with Charlie Parker, Thelonious Monk, Howard McGee, and the great Woody Herman Orchestra. He was working with Dizzy's sextet from 50 to 52, and this included John Coltrane. And then he went on into the Modern Jazz Quartet. And it was in 1974, as we mentioned earlier, that Bags was overly frustrated with the MJQ, mainly because of the lack of money, and this broke the group up. Although the Modern Jazz Quartet did come back in 1981. In addition to the MJQ recordings, Bags cut records as a leader throughout his career for many, many labels, like the Savoy, Blue Note, Prestige, Atlantic, Impulse, Riverside, and Quest. From 1957, here's Bags with the tune Boogity Boogity off the Plenty Plenty Soul LP.
Jazz with Joe Domino, the best music on your dial.
With the 1959 song Ill Wind, that was Milt with his album Bags Opus. From the mid-1970s to the mid-80s, Bags recorded for Norman Granz's Pablo Records, including the 1983 collaboration of Jackson, Johnson, Brown & Company. This featured Jackson and J.J. Johnson on trombone, Ray Brown on bass, Tom Rainier on piano, and guitarist John Collins, along with drummer Roy McCurdy rounding the group out. That was a powerhouse recording they put together. Also during this time, Bags was a guest on recordings by the best in jazz, blues, and soul, with legends like B.B. King, John Coltrane, Wes Montgomery, and the great Ray Charles, and those were awesome, cool recordings. Here's one such team-up he was famous for in his collaborative, rich career. With Wes Montgomery, here's Bags with the tune Stairway to the Stars off the 1961 Bags Meets Wes album.
This is pianist Joanne Doherty, a Kansas City transplant now living in Chicago. Check out Neon Jazz with Joe Domino on the radio or on his podcast for lots of great interviews with fascinating musicians. Thank you.
That was a cut off one of the finest jazz albums, as far as I'm concerned, ever pressed. With the tune, The Night We Called It a Day, that was Milt Jackson and John Coltrane combining their jazz prowess on the 1961 album Bags and Train. While both of these cats spent some quality time recording and gigging together, this was the only record they ever made. And sometimes magic only happens once when it comes to hitting that recording studio. And we're glad this all went down. From 1962, here's Bags with the tune Statement off his album called Statements. Thank you.
Dawson. If you're around Kansas City, be sure to listen to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was another thing Bags did well, playing live. From the Village Gate in Greenwich Village, New York, back in 1963, that was the tune Jerry's Blues. As a citizen of the jazz world for decades, Bags made the world of music a much vibrant and cool sound with his brilliant vibes playing. He lived till the age of 76 and was a resident of New Jersey when he passed away of liver cancer. But thankfully, he left so much good music behind, he's going to assuredly live forever. And on that note, we are going to finish this hour looking back on the life and legacy of Bags with the 1964 song Sonny's Blues off his album In a New Setting. And on that note, thanks to you for tuning in to a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man full of legendary vibes, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Back at you, man.
Like what you heard, well, let us know. We love to hear from you out there in Radio Land. Give us a suggestion. Tell us what you think about our show, neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Neon Jazz.